Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us in a few different ways while we are on the air, giving you phone numbers, because remember, we still have the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway to do. And since it didn't happen in the first hour, and it didn't happen in the second hour, hint, 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 it's got to happen in this hour. So pay attention when you hear the missing link word of the day. Call Ajie and tell her, and then you get to choose whether you want the cat version or the dog version and which version of the dog version you want. But you get a free month of supply of missing link from Designing Health. So local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And it doesn't matter where you are in our listening audience. If you can get through on the lines, we'll send you a missing link. So remember the 1-888-298-5569. And wait, of course, until you hear the missing link word of the day. Now, you can also email us during the show at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We are going to deal with some email questions here and comments on what we've been talking about. If there's something you want us to tune into, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, use that only while we're on the air. Otherwise, go through the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. You can click on contact Martha and email me that way, which will go to my home office computer, or address your own email program to Martha Light, LIGHT, at AOL.com. If you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to my web mistress at Indigo Dog that way. And if you want to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you would if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people over the phone or in their homes, help you understand your animal friends and solve problems, just as seen on TV, like with Victoria and Caesar and Jackson. Could just as well be Martha. So if you need help, give me a call. You can email me, but it's best if you call and bug my voicemail, 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Now, if you're interested in more of Robin Alexis, it's a Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and it is live on right here on 1150 KKNW on Wednesdays from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And then rebroadcast is immediately after Animal World on Sunday. So just stay tuned today and you will hear from 1 to 2 p.m. today, the rebroadcast of Mystic Radio. And Robin, why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you via your website and all of that.
Okay, well, if you're interested in exploring what we do, you can come to robinalexis.com, and there's all kinds of information here. You can listen to an archive of last week's show each week on our website, and you can learn about our Soul Spa, which is a metaphysical community of really cool people from all over the world who share their awakening process together, and we all help each other out. It's a very, very beautiful experience being part of that Soul Spa family. And of course, if you'd like to have a one-on-one session with me, you can call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And we're usually booking now a couple weeks out. So if you're interested, give us a call.
All righty. And then I want to remind you that I also write a new spirit journal, a column about animals for the New Spirit Journal, which is a free publication you can pick up all over the place here in the Pacific Northwest. You can also have a subscription mailed to your home if you prefer, or you can access it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. My present column this month, the July issue, is all about kitties and kitty tips and doing outdoor enclosures and trimming their nails and stuff like that. And then I'm starting in August, a new series on, you know, animals, death and dying, on time to, you know, when it's time to go, and saying goodbye and all that good stuff. So,
you know, Martha, that's one of the things that I have quite frequently as a focus that clients want to have in a one-on-one session with me. Just Friday, I worked with a woman whose dog was indicating that it was ready to pass, and the dog wanted to communicate to the owner what it wanted done with the body, mm-hmm. you know, whether it wanted cremated, where it wanted to be buried, and that sort of thing is very comforting to know what your animal wants to experience with you in that particular process of your relationship.
Yeah, and that's the first thing that I start off with in my column is, letting people know that it isn't necessarily your job to move heaven and earth and go to heroic extreme measures and spend all your money to try to keep the physical body alive. Mm-hmm. Most of our animal friends don't want that. Sometimes it's appropriate, but many times it's not. So anyway, I'm going to be addressing those subjects.
And then
we have our first email here.
Okay.
Just came in. I don't know if you or Robin, if you or Bob wrote it, but we talked about when I said, you know, all of my kitties are so young, something happened to me.
Yeah.
If can't send them with me, then they're going to have to go to Robin.
Yes.
And Bob's response is, quote, "She better leave us her house, too, so you can live there with them and I can live here with Rumi." So I guess, Robin, it's you that's moving out. You would be moving up here to the Paz Mahal with
yeah.
my cats, and Bob's going to stay in Mount Shasta with Rumi. So I guess that's been decided.
Well, we can have partial custody. We can have all the animals move up and down the coast visiting each other.
Oh, well, we've got an email about that.
Oh, good Lord. You better just stay healthy.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. All right. And speaking of that, or send them along now, this, you know, we covered the article about the gal's name was Diane Maxwell, Maxwell of Missouri, who took Boots home, which was the cat that belonged to a person who died. And in their will, they had stipulated that any pets be euthanized. And, of course, there was a bunch of public outcry and stuff. And so a probate court judge overrode the dead person's wishes. And they gave the cat to a new home. And Robin and I tuned in. I got immediately that neither the dead person or the cat were happy about this decision. Robin, you kind of got the same thing.
I did, yes.
All right. So our animal world legal expert, which would be Pagan Olympia, like I said, she's an expert on all kinds of stuff. But I know she's a lawyer. I think she's a judge, too, or anything. But anyway, she knows about this stuff. So here we go. Probate and pet euthanasia. She says, the question of whether a will's directive to euthanize pets is a matter of state law. Don't have time to research it, but a lot has been written, and probably states diverge on the question. Here's a short blurb from an article discussing a Vermont case that was a case of first impression in the state. Here's quote, but it should be noted that Vermont courts had not answered the question. Can a decadent legally request destruction of healthy livestock as part of his, can a decedent legally request destruction of a healthy livestock as part of his last will and testament? Therefore, this was a case of first impression, since there were no guiding statutes. The court decided to look to the judicial decisions of sister states for guidance and direction. In reviewed cases, such as, and then there's a case stated, and two cases stated, and learned other courts have made euthanasia provisions void as contrary to public policy. As previously noted, the public outcry in this case was tremendous. In fact, Judge Fowler stated that the court had received more than 50 letters from citizens across the nation concerned about the outcome of this case. The court also reviewed the doctrine of Cyprus, in which the court can amend a will if the literal language of a provision cannot be carried out, but the general intent of the testator can be ascertained. Using extrinsic evidence, the court ascertained that Mr. Brand loved these horses and only meant to save them from inhumane treatment. Given all this information, the court held. So I guess they held the euthanasia request. The bottom line is that in at least some states, perhaps most, pet euthanasia instructions are void as contrary to public policy. It doesn't say when she says the court held. It doesn't say what it held. So maybe they didn't euthanize him. Let's see. So Peg says again, the bottom line is that in at least some states, perhaps most, pet euthanasia instructions are void as contrary to public policy. I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know off the top of my head what Washington courts have held, and I should know this. And I didn't hear what state your case was from. It's from Missouri, Peg. And I think she's going to find out what our state is, so we'll probably have more follow-up as time goes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is a fascinating subject to me.
Well, yeah, but it kind of means, you know, if you're going to make those stipulations in your will, you better check out what the state law is in your state and what the court has upheld, because it looks like they're not, in most cases. Or you've got to have agreement. You don't just have it in your will. You would have to have an agreement from family members and veterinarian who would do so it could be discreetly done. You know, your family member takes it to the vet who agrees to do it, because the vet could say, I'm not going to do it. You know, there are lots of it that would not agree to euthanize a healthy animal. So, all right, moving on. Here we go with traveling. So, love to listen to both you and Robin. This is from Elizabeth. My daughter and I have litter mates, 1.5 years old, standard poodles, Gracie, and Olivia. My daughter moved from Seattle to Denver for school and will be there for a few years. Olivia does not like to travel by car, and it is a two-day drive each direction. Flying back and forth would be so much better, but we are nervous about shipping the dogs. Any comments would be appreciated. Thank you so very much. Okay, I'm going to tune into the. I'm going to address this generally, and Robin will be feeling and looking at the energy, and then she can say if it's different in this case or she or whatever comes in here. But my general thoughts would that be, I too would be nervous about shipping the dogs via flying, and I would not do that. It was your daughter's choice to go to school in Denver. That's a cool thing. I think you both need to learn telepathic and empathetic communication so you can explain to the dogs what's going on. This would be a great question for you to email me about or call in about on the first Sunday of the month, and I could explain to you. I talk about sending mental postcards. Your daughter can talk to the dogs every day telepathically from where she is and tell them what she's doing and what's going on. And then I would say, daughter, you fly home to see the dogs from time to time. See your mom too. If one of the dogs, Olivia, doesn't like to travel, it's possible that we could change the way she feels about traveling. So y'all could take a trip down there, but you'd need to consider weather and all of that. But generally speaking, I would say leave the dogs at home. Daughter can fly back and forth. Both of you learn to communicate telepathically, so dogs know what's going on, and you guys, but the human should do the traveling, not the dog. So that's kind of my perspective. Robin, what are you getting on all of this?
Well, I'm getting Olivia is upset. I'm looking at her energy field, and it's kind of clouded. She feels a little depressed. She knows that there's conversation going on about her that seems stressful. When I ask her if she wants to go, she says, no way, no how.
Ah.
So she doesn't care how they think they want to get her down there. She's saying that she would
not. She don't want to go.
She doesn't want to go. It feels like if she was there, she wouldn't have the attention that she needs. And actually now she's communicating more to me. She'd rather that we don't know the name of the daughter, but we know Olivia. So Olivia's saying that she would like this person to go on to college and focus on that and do really well with that and get her life together so that when she's then in a place where she can take care of her again and live on her own, then maybe she could go be with her then. But for right now, there's too much. It's too tumultuous and uncertain, and the human needs to focus on certain things. And
yeah, the daughter needs to concentrate on college and going
yes.
to school, and Gracie
yes.
and Olivia, the dogs, will be fine with mom. But so you can also make it so much better for them if daughter learns to communicate telepathically and empathetically and can send mental postcards home to the dogs every day and check in. That way you're not separated. There is no issue with distance with telepathic and empathetic communication. I mean, we don't even know where these dogs are in Seattle somewhere, but see, Robin's right, tuned into Olivia and just had a conversation. Daughter,
and Grace,
go ahead.
Grace is jumping in now and she's saying, well, what about me?
Well, yeah,
you know,
I was
she
gonna,
doesn't
we're
want
getting
Olivia
to you,
to,
Gracie.
Okay.
So what does Gracie say?
She's saying, I don't want Olivia to go.
Oh.
You know, what about me? Gracie's saying she wants to stay, have Olivia stay with her. So she has needs, too.
Okay, so the dogs want to stay together. So it's not
yes.
like, okay, because one choice would be, all right, we board Olivia and mom and Gracie go see daughter. Well, Gracie's put the kibosh on that. Even though she likes to travel, she doesn't want to go without Olivia. And Olivia's put her four little poodle or her big poodle paws down and said, I ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
So Gracie and Olivia are parked here in Seattle, Elizabeth. And and the dogs don't want to travel back and forth, and I don't blame them. Daughter needs to concentrate on school. She can fly home to visit both mom and dogs and then learn to telepathically and empathetically communicate so she can send mental postcards back and forth.
And I'm picking a boyfriend, too. So I don't know
Ooh.
If the daughter has a boyfriend now or that's going to become something in college. But evidently that's going to be time consuming if it's not already. So.
Well, maybe it means that she's going to come home and have to see her boyfriend and still won't have time for the dogs.
Hey,
or she'll have a boyfriend down at college and she won't want to come home. But whatever,
well, her boyfriend can come with her.
But whatever you see, usually this is our stuff, not the animal. These dogs, Gracie and Olivia, are okay. They understand. Daughter goes to college. They
right.
get that. Okay. And they're good with mom here at home. Okay. So once again, it's keep it simple. And realize you don't have to be, you know, flying or driving them all over the place, that they want to stay home. So,
yeah, Olivia's saying she doesn't want to be like a noose around the neck of this young woman. She wants her to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
Rarely,
you know, our animals are not selfish and don't want you to do this stuff. Unless, of course, you know, we're being affected by the human-to-animal transference. And you're a selfish, crummy human. And that comes through in your dog. So you see your own reflection and want to change it. But I just don't know animals to be selfish that way, that they want what's best for their human. And they want you to learn and grow.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling the daughter getting sad and kind of hugging the neck of Olivia and realizing that, you know, that's part of
growing up.
The movement. Yeah.
And going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like me, you just wouldn't do it. I said, I ain't doing it. I stayed right at home. Because I wasn't going to leave my family. I wasn't going to leave my animals. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Okay?
But whatever works.
But you see, what makes it a whole lot easier for the daughter is when you understand there is no issue with telepathic and empathetic communication. This is then learning how to do that makes it so much easier for animals to stay without their owners, even ones that have had separation anxiety, which is going to lead us to another email here, when they understand what's going on. And then it makes them, they understand, because animals are a lot like little kids and want to know what's going on for them. And especially if they've been abandoned or lost before, when you leave, they don't know that you're coming back. And especially if you're worried about them being okay and you think they're going to have a problem, well, that makes it even worse for them. So understanding communications is a big part of this whole thing. All right, anything else about Olivia and Gracie?
No, I'm just seeing Olivia's energy is much brighter now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Elizabeth, that's mom. If you need coaching in terms of the sending mental postcards, that would be a good thing to call me about on the first Sunday of the month on Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and I could coach you through that process.
And we could all learn again how to do it correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is a follow-up from last week, Robin. Got an email from Janet, and she had rescued a 9-year-old blind boxer named Tyson. Y'all remember that? And Posado, safe haven up here, had saved this dog. There is no history on him. He was found emaciated by Kitsap Humane Society. Posado took him in, and then Janet is fostering this dog, I believe. And her questions last week had to do with, she was going to house train him, and he didn't do stairs. So I explained with a blind dog that you communicate telepathically and empathetically, and that and taught her how to house train him and get him on a pattern and how to do the stairs and all that kind of stuff. So we addressed those things last week. Now, here is this week's. She says, Tyson is a smart dog and seems to be doing well. However, he is constantly by my side. Yesterday, I decided to test him alone in the house for about a half hour. I exited the house by way of a metal gate I had secured at the top of the basement stairs. When I returned, it was nearly completely down. Can Robin find some answers about him and how I can make him feel safe and comfortable? Well, we're not, I told you, this isn't Mystic Radio, and we're not about Robin doing that sort of things. But, you know, what we get, we'll get during this. And there's no reason why you can't call Robin on her show. Or remember, Janet, this would be a really good thing to call Kim next week on Animal World, because Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be here, and you can get more intuitive stuff from Kim. She says, I was planning on confining him in my laundry room downstairs when I was gone for extended periods using a wooden gate. Well, I'm going to go back. We'll see what Robin gets here in a moment. I'm going to go back to the telepathic communication. Remember, he said he's always at your side. Well, remember, he's been abandoned in some way, shape, or form. And so the telepathic communication is going to be very, very important. Once again, you've got to, if you're going to leave, you've got to tell him why you're leaving, where you're going, what you're going to be doing, and when you will be back. You've got to tell him what he's supposed to do while you're gone. And then when you're gone, you need to hold that picture of what he's supposed to be doing and be sending those mental postcards back so that he knows that you're coming back and that he's just supposed to rest and relax. Now, what would be good to know about him, and I don't know if Robin can tune in, you know, he's a 9-year-old boxer. Confining him in the basement or a laundry room may not be the best idea for him, particularly if he's claustrophobic in some way. And usually a 9-year-old dog would be best left in the main area of the house, where you live and where they're comfortable. And perhaps with some telepathic communication, he would be okay with this. Now, I think that's one area where Robin really can help us, is by tuning into that and saying, what does it feel like if Janet got really good at explaining to Tyson where she's going, what she's doing, when she'll be back, what he's supposed to do? Will he be able to comfortably stay at home without causing a problem?
My sense is yes. When I looked at Tyson and I asked him why he freaked out, he said he didn't think she was going to be safe.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so then I looked and I thought, well, maybe because she was testing him to see if he would feel safe, he interpreted that as she wasn't safe and he wanted to get to her to take care of her.
Right. Now, the other thing, and this comes to mind with me because, you know, in watching some of the Caesar Dog Whisperer shows last night, he was addressing a case, well, not like this, but what I'm seeing is that you're saying, Janet, that when you're at home, this dog is with you all the time. See, in order to help him be okay without you and let him know that you're okay, you want to start working. You might want to go to natgeo.com and watch some of these Caesar clips. And what you want to do is start teaching him that he doesn't have to follow you from room to room all the time and be right with you. And you start working on a wait that he stays in one room. You tell him, I'm just going to the bathroom. You wait here. And you have him wait and while you're gone until you come back. Same thing, like sometimes you'd make him wait in the kitchen while you went off to do something, or in the living room or the bedroom. But you start teaching him to separate from you in the house when you're there. See, then that makes it easier for him to be separated from you when you're gone. Does that make sense? Kathy's sort of nodding. Are you getting that, Kathy?
I am.
Okay.
I am. But what is the problem with the dog following her around the house?
Well, there isn't necessarily a problem with that unless she can't leave him.
Yeah, during the day. Yeah, she has to leave
the house.
See what
I mean? That he has problems with separation. Now, Victoria Stilwell does the same thing. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing as a behavior therapist. The bottom line is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. See, but if it's broke in one area, we might have to take advantage and work in another area in order to affect the area where the problem is. Does that make sense?
Right.
So see, if he's having problems with separation when she totally leaves, if he can't handle her going from one room to the other in the house and waiting in the other room, then he can't handle it when she leaves.
That's true.
So you see, you use what you have available to work with and teach him that he can stay in a room and wait for her when she wanders around the house. Does that make sense?
Yes.
See, that makes it easier for them, him to tolerate when she's gone. But so Robin brought up the fact, Janet, that he's concerned about you, Janet, being okay. So one of the things, not only would you explain to him where you're going, what you're doing, and when you will be back, you'll also explain to him that you will be safe. Like, I had to, when I had Chowie Golden and when the weather was too hot and he couldn't travel with me to a private session, I had to tell him specifically what kind of dog I was going to go work with and let him know that I would be safe and that I would pay attention to what I was doing so that I wouldn't be okay, because he thought if he was with me, he could save me if a dog got nasty with me or something. So I had to give him a good sales pitch, letting him know that I would be okay.
Did you find that really worked?
Oh, absolutely. Totally worked. Totally worked. Totally worked.
Sometimes I wonder about that.
What?
You know, talking to the dogs and the animals, and if they really understand what you're saying. But
try it.
But I did, actually. Oh. I did that. I did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We took our dog to the groomer. Actually, it was Friday, to the groomer. Cat. Excuse me, not dog. Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And she usually attacks the groomer and bites and, you know, has mm-hmm. a problem. And I came back to pick up Chester, and she had said he was perfect. He sat there and
so are
just
you saying that you
with,
talked to him before you
I,
took
we,
him?
We did, yeah.
And what'd you tell him?
Just said, Chester, you need to have all this stuff cut off of you, and you're going to feel better, and Adrian's mm-hmm. going to take good care of you, and everything's going to be good.
Yeah. Now, see, when you talk out loud like that, they get the pictures in your uh-huh. mind. So you focus in your mind. And see,
right.
that's all it takes. He just,
right.
oh, okay, there's a reason why I'm going. And
yeah.
it's because these things need to go away. And this is the best way. And I'm going to feel better afterwards.
Right.
Okay. So he was fine.
Well, he was. But, you know, I guess I'm still in the new part of understanding all of this. And
I
tried it.
Do I have to come over there and slap you
no,
around?
No, no, no. You know, we just kind of lean into things and just take it one step at a time. But I found that it did work.
Well, good.
Well, yeah.
Good.
What I like is that you're hearing new things and you're using your own experience and your own authority to see what works for you. And then you get to talk about it on Animal World. I mean, that is really, really wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting to watch these changes happen.
Oh, my goodness. We have a clarification on that last email. All right, but are we good? I think we're good on Tyson for the moment. And Janet, you can check in with Kim next week or call me on the first. Rob, is anything on Tyson again?
Yeah, actually, he's saying that she rescued him and he is rescuing her, and that if she has any health issue presenting, she needs to look into that too.
Oh, well, there you go, Janet.
He loves Janet.
Oh. Well, I kind of got the impression, I think, from last week's email. I don't have it with me anymore, but I kind of thought she was fostering him, you know, and house training him mm-hmm. and doing all this stuff so that he could then be rehomed. But sounds like he wants to stay with Janet.
Oh,
Aji, that was your impression, too, that she was fostering, right? So I guess, well, so Janet, you better tune in with us again if you go to thinking about rehoming this guy.
Right now, he is so smitten with her.
Yeah, he loves you, Janet. Okay, well, we'll pass on that one for the moment. Okay. Well, all right, I guess we better stay on time here because we're in the last hour of the show. But we do have a clarification here related to Olivia and Gracie. No wonder we had a problem with them not wanting to be separated. Yikes. Because they are. So here, I'll read this, and then we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then Robin, that'll give us a chance to tune in on the break, and then we can address this. But Elizabeth, so mom's writing back saying, sorry, misunderstanding. Daughter, young professional law school grad, now health MBA student, took her dog, Olivia, to Denver.
Oh.
I have my dog, Gracie, with me in Seattle. We just have to get everyone together during school breaks. Well, it sounds like Olivia said she doesn't want to go anywhere. She didn't want to travel. So it sounds like it's probably going to be Mom and Gracie. You be going to Denver. But we'll time that out for a moment. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then, Robin, maybe you can talk to these two. While we're taking care of our advertisers and sponsors, and we will address this after. And of course, have you got the phone numbers? You're going to need them if you want missing links. Pay attention. All right, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook. The ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing. Like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there's a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs. There's one for birds and one for horses. And Missing Link Plus for joint issues in horses and dogs. So I want you to ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or talk to your veterinarian. They get a special version. And you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And it's time for you to win now. The Missing Link word of the day is summer.
Manson Mitchell welcomed Catherine Alice back on Friday. Looking for a soulmate? She's got the map.
On Saturday, Pamela Osley reads auras and we'll talk about your life's purpose and the colors that surround us all.
Then Roy Stemmen has written the big book on reincarnation. It's scholarly, scary, and the stories will astound you.
That's Manson Mitchell Friday morning at 10 and Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once.
I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ooh, I like that one. Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Sounds like us right here, huh?
Kind of catchy.
Yeah, I like that. Speaking of catchy, love that music. Woohoo! In the Martha commercial. Hey, Martha Norwalk here. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. Gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is here, and we took a break from tuning into animals in the news, and we've been answering emails. So, Robin, before we left, we had a clarification from Elizabeth on Olivia and Gracie, the poodles. The standard poodles. Olivia is with daughter in Denver, and Gracie is with mom Elizabeth in Seattle. So what'd you get when you tuned in?
Well, when I tuned into it, even though we got the name switched, it's Gracie here who does not want to go, no way, no how.
Oh, Gracie doesn't want to go.
Right.
And so Olivia's in Denver with the daughter.
Right. And so we read the animal energy that was in Seattle.
It said Olivia's the one that doesn't like to travel by car, but apparently Gracie doesn't want to make the trip.
No,
either.
She does. No, she does not. And I also got, now turn on the woo-woo music, because I got that those two animals sometimes switch out. They'll go visit each other.
We better have the woo-woo music.
Yeah,
on that
Grace
one.
And Olivia, they're visiting each other. They're hanging out.
Okay, folks, so when you say they're switching out, what we, Robin and I, have experienced with my group of animals is that, now y'all remember back when I got Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, that was Mohaka coming back to me. Remember I told you that in my heart, I wished it was my Jilpy and not Mohaka, and I told her that. And bless her little heart, Jilpy was still on the other side. She let Jilpy come in and share that body with her. Okay, and they switched back and forth until Jilpy then came back on his own. He's now Pong Jilpy, PJ. He's now back with us too. But before he came back, he switched in and out with Sophie Mohaka. Okay, and then, you know, and then we've had all this, holy mackerel. We had Chico come in who helped everybody switch around. We had the old Yogi come in who went into G-Man's body until G-Man could split his soul a little bit and be in both bodies. We've had all kinds of switching around. So, Robin, what you're saying, if I'm understanding you, you're telling me that the soul vibrations of Olivia in Denver and Gracie in Seattle are switching bodies from time to time?
Yeah,
so that
they're...
means that Gracie can be with the daughter and Olivia can be with mom from time to time. That would be interesting. Elizabeth, mom, have you ever noticed Gracie acting like Olivia all of a sudden and then back to acting like Gracie? That would be kind of the way to know. And does your daughter ever think like Olivia all of a sudden is acting like Gracie? Or are they both so much alike you can't tell or whatever? But isn't that interesting? So they're telling you they're switching out.
Yes, and I also feel that they time travel a bit, because for me to read this so expansively, it tells me that the daughter still may have some energy that's still at home and is at the frequency of still getting ready to even enter into college. So it feels to me
like
she's
a law school graduate.
At this point, yes,
yeah,
but
so
if some of her energy...
now health MBA student.
Yeah, if some of her frequency is still like 17 or 18 or 16 or something, then that's why we're reading this energy all over the place, is because the daughter isn't 100% present to her own field, and then the animals are visiting each other. And no wonder the family wants to get together. They sound like a really close family. They've probably had a beautiful life. And, you know, sometimes people don't get stuck in a past vibration just because it's traumatic. They may get stuck because it's so blissful they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And it feels like in my heart, I just feel this incredible love in this family.
That's reminding me that, you know, Master Paramhansa Yogananda, one of the stories he told is that, you know, deal with your desires and get done with them, because if you don't, you can't move on. You have to come back. And he said, for example, if you haven't had enough strawberry shortcake, you're going to have to be born in America again. He said, if you're not done with curry, you're going to have to come back in India. So deal with your desires before you leave this body, because you have to come back if you're not done.
Well, this is interesting now that these animals are opening up even more. They've traveled from one lifetime to the other. With this mother and daughter. I mean, I'm sure they feel incredibly bonded.
Hmm. So they've been together before, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In
yes.
other lifetimes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay.
And
well,
I still see a boyfriend in there someplace.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, Elizabeth, what's up with the boyfriend? Okay. So we'll move on. Here comes the next one. And this one is from Soul Spa Sue. Hi, Robin and Martha. It's Sue from the Soul Spa. She said, right in the middle of everything happening in my father's death experience. Now, that was very recently, folks. Sue's father just passed recently, and Robin and the rest of the Soul Spa online have been helping Sue get through that whole process. She says, right in the middle of everything happening in my father's death experience, my miniature dachshund Dex got fleas. Or at least that's when it came to my attention. Any thoughts as to why this may have happened to him? Or do you have any home remedies, as I do not want to use this month's medication for them because it causes Dex to vomit and feel sick? So I'm just going to address that last part. I'm assuming when you say this month's medication, you're talking about the spot-on flea preventative stuff that I absolutely don't recommend except as an absolute last resort. I totally agree with you not to do that. Sue, we don't have time to go into Martha's four-step flea plan and all of that kind of stuff. However, it's all in a recorded tip. And the last time we ran it on Animal World, Mike checked for me, and it was Sunday, June 24th. So that was the last Sunday of June, and it began the second hour. So if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Show Archives, go to June 24th, and listen to the second hour. The first part of that will be Martha's four-step flea plan, which has the tips and the natural remedies and how to get rid of them without using the spot-on fleas. Now, then, Robin, I would see this kind of fleas, of course, are a parasite, an external parasite. So wasn't there, I'm trying to remember all the details around Sue's father's death, and wasn't there a lot of family stuff going on?
Yeah, and the could extended, there have, yes.
Could that be
right.
a reflection of outside parasitic energy draining or drawing on Sue?
Yes.
Ooh. So you got any details for us? For Sue?
Well,
for Sue?
The extended family kind of landing on her during this funeral process, actually before he passed, and then he passed, and then the funeral process, it was sort of like she got fleas, if you will.
Yeah, there was external parasitic energy from the family with her. And so, see, that's an aspect of what I teach, the human-to-animal transference stuff. So, Sue, does that make sense? I'm sure it does. Now, the question would be, if she, because didn't she just post that a lot of good healing has come from this experience with her family and all of that. So if she's worked through this and healed that parasitic energy has been healed or it's left, then that should open it up for the fleas to be gone too. How does that feel, Robin?
Well, I feel like there's still an opening, actually.
So she has more work to do.
Yeah, I'm still feeling quite an opening, actually. When I'm looking from like her throat chakra up, she may still have things she feels that she needs to express.
Aha. Okay. So, folks, I'm picking these emails. So far, I've addressed every one that's come in today. But because they're of general interest and see things like this, see, there's no coincidence that this was going on and all of a sudden she notices her dog has fleas, which it hasn't had before. You see, and you can learn, by observing what's going on and around with you or your animals, so you can learn, it can help you understand what's going on with you. And at this point, see, apparently, and that's why it's helpful to call Robin on her show, Wednesdays at noon, because she can look at the energy and she's saying, Sue, there's something in your throat. That means you've still got stuff to express. So you either have to write some letters and rip them and let them go, or there's more she needs to do on a real level in terms of communication. Does that describe it well, Robin?
Well, it does. And also, Dex is communicating to me, and he says that he's glad to be a spokesperson for families realizing that they have emotional issues they need to work through in regards to their families, and that they don't have to wait until someone dies in the family to kind of bring it all to a head, and that they can be like Sue, and they can start working on it and clearing it so that it's not too intense when these moments occur. And he's also saying that part of what's going on here is Dex is a reincarnated dog from that family. So in his previous body
form, he's been with his family before.
Right. So he's like very affected by this because it's tracking his soul energy too.
Hmm. Okay.
And so there's definitely more to be cleared here.
They all be in it together, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see how much more time we have. To get into all of this. Kind of fun to look at all this stuff. Oh, this is just a fun good news thing. Did you hear about the story where a Jack Russell dog jumped on a train to Dublin? And and when he got there, they realized he had no owner with him. Somehow he just rode the train. And so they Twittered about him. And after 500 retweets, 32 minutes later, the owner tweeted back that she'd gotten it, and that was her dog, and they all got reunited thanks to Twitter. How amazing is that? Now, how come he took the train? I don't know. Okay. Now, Robin, this was a story last week that really disturbed me and a lot of us, and we kind of wanted to get a read on this. Chimps attack U.S. student at South African sanctuary. This is out of Johannesburg. The chimpanzees at a sanctuary founded by famed primatologist Jane Goodall pulled a Texas graduate student into their fenced-off enclosure, dragging him nearly a half mile and leaving him critically injured. Andrew Oberle, 26, was giving a lecture to a group of students at the Chimp Eden Sanctuary in South Africa when the two chimps grabbed his feet and pulled him under the fence.
I'm getting something immediately.
Okay. And apparently he loved chimps from the time he was a little kid and so forth. What are you getting?
Well, what I'm getting is that there was some kind of demonic energy present and that the chimps were, they were trying to go after an energy. And so it's kind of creepy what I'm seeing actually. I actually
so there are darker that energies that do interfere with stuff.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, he survived and he's loved chimps and he was very, very young and didn't want them blamed for anything. But it just seemed like such a bizarre thing that kind of makes sense that there was a darker energy present that related to this. It wasn't just chimps attacking someone that loved them.
No, there's something deeper going on here, and it's reminding me of a woman who called me who had recently moved into a new apartment, and her cat wouldn't come out from underneath the couch. And I said, well, he's very, very frightened. He's afraid that if he comes out, he's going to be killed. And so the woman was like, well, I don't know why you'd be thinking that. And I said, well, you better find out who previously lived there, because I'm feeling like someone practiced some kind of black magic and used cats as part of their weird ritual. And she later called me and she said that she found out that the previous owner had four cats and they were found dead. Mm-hmm. And that the owner, the other neighbors were really freaked out by this particular tenant. And they were really glad when she left and this new person came in. So here's another situation where a cat is picking up on something that we can't see. We don't know what it is, but they're seeing into the unknown and they're reacting and responding and they're trying to ask us to help the situation. Mm-hmm. So what I did in the reading was I helped the cats that I was seeing go into the light, and then the woman followed up and asked the neighbors and found out that there was collaboration of what I was receiving in the psychic realm.
So anyway, folks, if you think weird things going on around you or your animal friends or your environment, good reason to call Robin on Mystic Radio Wednesdays at noon right here on this station, or arrange a private reading with her so she can help you. All right, we didn't get to all our animal stories. We've still got old George, the Pinta Island tortoise, who passed, the last of many. And we had the mysterious mass death of 70 green turtles in Australia. We're not going to get to that either because we're just about out of time. But so we'll save these for the next Martha and Robin Sunday. And add to them as time goes by. But Robin, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us. And
yeah, hope people stay tuned to our show.
Yeah, hear a repeat broadcast of Mystic Radio starting at noon. And then next week on Animal World. Oh, and if you want to contact Robin via her website, it's robinalexis.com. You might want to consider joining the Soul Spa if you want to get into some of these situations, and there are lots of help on the Soul Spa with a lot of this stuff. I'd say next week, third Sunday of the month, Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive, talking about Optigest, Connectin, and a new product from InClover in the first hour next week, then open phone lines, and Kim can continue all this woo-woo stuff, help you talk to your dogs, your cats, your animal friends here or on the other side, or humans. So stay tuned for that. And then after that, extra Sunday this month, and our all-time favorite guests, woo-hoo, Helen and Bill Thayer, adventure travelers, in the studio with us a week from next Sunday. So stay tuned for that. And that about does it. Robin, thank you.
Oh,
Bob,
thank you.
And Mike, thank you. Kathy, Aji, thank you. And I don't know who won the missing link, but somebody did. So anyway, we are out of here. So let me remind you, as always, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your hearts, share your love with all living things, keep them cool, and we will talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.